Welcome to the National Federation of the Blind's 2025 Senior Retreat, a time for empowerment, connection and growth. A special thanks to Janie Degenshain, Zoom administrator, and her team for a seamless retreat. Your dedication makes this event possible. Thank you for joining us on this journey.
Accessible technology. Accessible technology. Accessible technology. Anything is possible and everything's accessible. Accessible technology. You wanna learn? Go take a class. Don't matter if it's English or it's math. Technology just needs to be.
Okay, we are getting ready for our third hour, and we're all surviving this. This is great. Mm-hmm. Everybody's been participating. Echo, stop. I have alarm set 58 after the hour, so that's my sign to make us all stop talking. And it works. We are going to talk about my very favorite subject. Can you all hear the irony? Technology. And we're going to turn it over to Janie Degenshain.
Thank you. My favorite subject, other than seniors, I love talking to seniors about senior issues. My second favorite subject is technology. Technology, technology. Where would we be without technology? That's taken from the NFB site. Today, we have a good friend of ours in New Jersey, and hopefully all of you, dear friend Anne-Marie Harris, who's going to share her plight of how she got from vision to some vision to no vision, and the choices she made, low tech and high tech, to help her. Anne-Marie Harris, you have the floor, and if you need any assistance in any of the parts that you want to speak about, just speak from your heart, and then we'll have questions around the room.
Okay. Well, hi, everybody. In case you weren't on yesterday, I'll give you a quick synopsis. My name is Anne-Marie Harris. I'm a senior, of course, and happily an NFB senior. I live in New Jersey. I raised my family here. I have two grown daughters. I didn't mention yesterday, but I have three grand pets. And they... Two live in California. One is a big black tomcat named Jagger and a small little miniature chihuahua named Pepper. And one is in New York City and his name is Artie, and he's much a character, as are the other two. I started my journey with sight loss back, get ready, in 1975 I was diagnosed. I started to have trouble seeing the blackboard in eighth grade, and I went for my annual checkup, and the doctor had retired, and the one who took his place, I think we were kind of both in shock. I was able to see different things on different lines on the chart, and he thought I was playing games. So long story short, my mother and I ended up at Wills Eye Hospital in Philadelphia, and it took about 10 months of back and forth, and I was diagnosed with Stargardt's disease. And from then until 77, I had a gradual sight loss until I was legally blind. My parents, both very hardworking, both full of common sense, did not really address it other than the medical portion, and they didn't limit me in any way. So if I wanted to try it, it was okay with them, which was the best thing they could ever have done. And also, though, if I had to address it, that was up to me. So that was a little bit of a shaky situation. Like people talked about earlier, I was a teenager. Only my closest of friends knew. I didn't want to be different. I didn't want to. And I was able to get by. I mean, looking back,
If I had gotten some assistance, I probably would have done better through my high school years. But I survived and I graduated. And in college, I had readers. But other than that, I was there full time. I got my associate's degree. I worked with children both during high school and college and for 3 years after. And I married during that time, had my two daughters. And like we were talking about at the break, I would read to my daughters by saying, or even when I was teaching preschool, I would read to the kids by saying, I have to look at the book first. And I would get very close and be able to see the print. And then I'll show it to you guys. However you offer things to kids, they take it as you address it. So they were fine, whether it was preschool kids or my kids, with the fact that I looked at books and read differently than other adults may have. So I would say when my daughters were in high school, I was a stay-at-home mom for 20 years. When they were in high school, I went back to school for medical billing and coding. And during that time, my white cane was introduced. And the mobility was introduced so that I could take public transportation from my home to Cherry Hill, which involved two different buses and walking through a neighborhood. And I had applied for New Jersey Transit's paratransit, which is Access Link, but I hadn't heard yet. And my mobility instructor taught me to get on one bus and where to get on the corner to meet the second bus and how to get from there to the classroom. And then my cane went away. I didn't want the cane yet, but I knew that it would make people see me on the corner. The bus driver would see me, so I would know that he would pull over. I wouldn't have to be able to try to read the bus because I couldn't. So I would say within the first couple of years of that, I did not work in that field. That didn't work out. I did well in school, but they didn't tell you you needed 2 years experience to get a job. So how are you going to get the experience to do the job? Now, during that time, a CCTV was introduced to me, and it was magic. And I had electronic magnifiers. And let me just back up a little bit. I also got involved with the state rehabilitation agency, which is the New Jersey Commission for the Blind during high school. So they helped me through high school and college with whatever aids I would need. And I felt like with low vision, I guess you would say high partial, I felt like it was my 2020. I had bumps in the road, but it kept on moving. And and when you're young, you feel invincible. And I just kept going forward and all was good. And in 2014, let me say that I have five brothers and sisters, and this was a hereditary condition. And my youngest sister, who is 10 years younger, was diagnosed during her teens as well. So in 2013, I got a call from her, and she was at the Arizona State Convention. And she said, you've got to find out about the end of NFB. And I think she called me five times from the convention with all these different cool things. And so I immediately found out where my local chapter was, and I got involved. Fast forwarding, in the spring of last year, I had a wedding that I was going to. Over the years, my husband worked out of state. At the time, he was in Michigan, working at a job site in Michigan, and he would only be home every 2 weeks. And that had been going on for about 2 years. Our daughters are long out of the house. They've each been away from home 10 years or more. And I noticed a couple days before the wedding that it was foggy outside. And that went on for 3 days. And on the third day, I realized, hey, this might be me. This may not be fogginess at all. So I took myself to Will's Eyes emergency room, and they weren't sure what was going on. And that was in late April. And then slowly, the sight was declining in that eye. Every day there was something different. First, it was like an upside down L where only portion of the eye had vision. And then slowly it got to the point where it was just light perception. After two visits to Will's Eye, because both times that there was massive change was on the weekend, I saw my doctor, and what he told me was that I had age-related macular degeneration. And he told me that they treat that with injections. And because my Stargardt's disease had already damaged my macula, the chances of regaining sight from those injections for me was slim to none. So I continued with the treatment, and the treatment was to take away the physical issue of the eye, not to regain sight. And during that time, by late June or early July, the second eye became effective. So by the end of July, my sight was gone. Two things I was grateful for is that I knew to call the Commission for the Blind and to get services started. And I also knew I had support through the NFB and that there were people within our community that had been in my shoes, maybe not the same exact diagnosis, but they had had sight and lost sight. I can tell you that learning to do things with low vision, I don't know if it's because I learned to do things before I was of an age where I had low vision, or if I learned them because I was younger more quickly. But learning to do things with low vision and learning to do things with blindness are two different worlds. The hardest part for me of all of it was the thought that I would be a burden to my husband or to my children. And also, I had one particular family member that I'm very close to, one of my brothers, who just was, I think he was just too sad, but he wouldn't talk about it. So when we would be together, he would get up and go sit somewhere else. Or if I started to talk about how things were going, he would find something to keep him busy. And I thought to myself, this is really hurting me, but I can't fix this for him because I've got to find my way. And eventually he has come around. It has changed absolutely everything I do, but I'm determined to learn, as they say, the new normal, and to do whatever I need to do to make that happen. In July, at a chapter meeting, I did it on Zoom. I called into my chapter, and at the end of the meeting, when it came time to share, I explained what was going on, and I asked for anybody's ideas of how to do things in life and what they find helpful, and how they coped. And I got such an outpouring both at the meeting and afterwards of phone calls and advice or just friendship. And from there, I reached out to seniors. I reached out to senior couples to see, okay, so how do you navigate this world and what works for you? One thing my mobility instructor has said that I find so helpful and I keep in my head fill that toolbox. Whatever your tools are that make your life easier or make your life work, put them in that box. So I felt like sharing, as hard as it was, because I felt I've always been so independent. Like I said, I'm the oldest of seven children. I'm used to being in charge. That was a big, big step down to have to say I need help. And I feel like I'm continuing to learn, and I'm determined to continue to learn. But it's a little bit slower now, and I have to learn how to be patient with whatever I'm learning and myself. And I still have crummy days here and there, but for the most part, I get up and I say, this is what I want to accomplish today. So at this point, and for me, prayer is very helpful. Sharing is very helpful. At this point, the things that I miss and I'm working toward to get to my local downtown area, which is only two blocks from my house, independently. I used to ride my town senior bus about 4 days a week and do the shopping and just socialize. And I don't want, although I'm 64 years old, the majority of the seniors on the bus are between 75 and 85. I know any one of them would assist me, but I don't want have them have a fall over me. I'm learning how to shop online. I'm determined to get back on the senior bus on a regular. I'm not there yet with my mobility because in the midst of all this, I took the fall and had to start over with my cane training. But I'm back on track now. And I can say what I've learned both with low vision and with blindness, is you have to be your own advocate. Even when you feel like you're being a pain in the neck, if it's something you really need, whether it's from your blindness agency or whatever it may be, you, even if you're feeling a little jittery inside, you have to present yourself with confidence and be firm about what it is your goal is. And I'm getting there. But without the NFB and without family and good friends, I can't imagine.
So, Anne Marie, can you share with us some of the low tech things that you use, or high tech things that you use to assist you throughout the day?
Well, at this point, I do have an RT teacher from the Commission for the Blind who comes once a week. He has marked, of course, with bump dots, but the cool thing with bump dots now is they even have them in shapes. So they have arrows on my microwave, and they have an upside down T where the temperature is on my air fryer. And let me think what else. Initially, I have a very close friend at the NFB who shared a color identifier with me. I only had trouble with blues and blacks previously. Now, you could tell me whatever color you want that something is, and I'll believe you. So now I did get the Ray-Ban Meta glasses. I must say they are incredible for color identification. They even come to the point of telling you if something is charcoal gray or teal blue. Prior to the new vision loss, I did use Fusion for my desktop, which is initially it was a combination, Magic and Jaws.
Right.
And then they did away with Magic, and then I had Zoom Text and Jaws. This past July, I went straight to Jaws.
Mm-hmm.
I use VoiceOver on my phone. Let's see. I use Be My Eyes an awful lot. And anybody who's not using it, get that app and use the heck out of it. You can either use it for for just its artificial intelligence for something descriptive. For instance, you can use it to read directions on something to cook, and then you take a pic, you press the AI choice at the bottom of your screen on the app, and wait a few minutes, and you get a full description. And there's even an option for asking questions if it didn't give you everything that you need. In addition to that, which I never did with low vision, but I am doing with any sight, you can get a live volunteer. And I had a very funny encounter last week. I was trying to find the expiration date on my eggs, and I turned it every which way with the app, and there was no expiration date. So I got a volunteer on the line, and the woman must have been down south somewhere. She did have a man with her, whether it was her son, her partner, her husband, I don't know. But she said, honey, just turn that crate this way. And we both got laughing. And then she said, you know, honey, I raise chickens. And if you crack the egg and it smells okay, go ahead and eat it. So you have like a kind of a tickle moment with it. I've always been very upfront with family. And Janie at our break was talking about how with the kids, I can say the kids are very open and they ask whatever question they want. And even if it makes you swallow for a minute, it's all good, because then they feel more comfortable and they're less afraid of the whole situation. Going back to tech, let me think. I definitely use both a digital player and Bard Mobile on my phone and my iPad. I don't know where I would be without having a book or a magazine, especially when you're taking power transit, because you can be on there for a while. I have not graduated back to getting on the power transit solo, but I would like to do that. Jane, you may know the name of this. I have this little gadget. It reminds you of a big pencil, and it's a recorder. And it has little stickers that you can do an
audio. Is it the pen friend?
I find that very helpful as well. So basically, it looks like, for those of you who have had sight in the past, it looks like the old-fashioned pencil case that's shaped like a pencil. And you can either get labels that are for anything or labels that are waterproof, and then you could put them on the inside of your clothing. And you use this gadget to make your own little audio, whatever you want it to say, whether it's a bill folder or a red shirt that you don't want to mix in with other things. And then you can put the gadget on, or the pen friend on the label, and it will play it for you so that you know what you're working with. I'm trying to think if there's any other tech items.
Well, it might come to you, but I think somebody wanted the floor. Who wanted the floor? They said,
Sure.
Judy.
Judy, you have the floor, doll. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. You know, Anne-Marie, I've listened to everything you've done, and I admire all the initiatives you've taken. And I wonder if you've thought, maybe you have figured this out. You know, you said that one of the things that worried you as you lost your vision was that you would no longer be the head of the family. I wonder if you've taken that position back now that you have a lot of tools at your command, and that
I don't feel so much, Judy, like the head of the family. I think just that I want to be in control and in charge of myself and whatever I'm working with. I'm getting there. Some days I feel like I've got it. Other days I feel like I'm still on the journey.
Well, you may be on the journey, but remember that you still can help them as a family make the decisions that you've always helped them make.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yes, very good. Since we stopped for a moment, anybody else have a question for Anne-Marie? Just state your name.
Arizona Joe.
You can go, honey. Go ahead.
I hope you mean me.
Yes, I do. You're the only one that spoke, so go right ahead.
Okay. Are you using Braille for anything?
I started to learn to do the everyday Braille. If any of you know or have used the Hadley School at all, I initially started a course. Hadley is a school in Illinois that's free for the blind, and it was by mail correspondence before places like all these online colleges came to be. So basically, you do your course either through email or using your digital player. You do it at your own pace. I initially, 2 years ago, just thought I just want to be involved in and know enough to, if my sight had declined, read an elevator, read a lady's room. And in the course of it, my mother passed away, and life took a detour, as all our lives do. So mm-hmm. when my RT teacher came out, I did start to use basic Braille with him. And I'm happy just knowing the alphabet and the numbers 1 through 10, because it wasn't as easy as I thought it would be.
Right. Well, the reason I ask you that is another part of technology is the Braille labeler. It's like a dynamo labeler that you can squeeze the Braille dots into the tape and then use that for labeling.
Mm-hmm. I did get a Bluetooth labeler from Amazon because I found that I had, for any of you guys who cook and then would label in Ziplocs or label the foil and put your food pre-cooked in the freezer, I found that the AI on the Be My Eyes would not read that from a Ziploc bag. It would say there was print there. It would say that it looked like it could be ground beef. And I thought, well, I can't do that. Who knows what it will be when it falls? So I started... I found actually my occupational therapist after I had fallen and was recuperating. She recommended a Bluetooth labeler. It works with your phone or your iPad. I got it on Amazon. It prints out the word on the tape, whatever it is you want to say. And then I tape that to the Ziploc. And now I am able to decipher what I've pulled out of the freezer.
Okay, another question I have for you is, have you experienced the Kurzweil 1000 software?
I have not. How does that work?
It is a program on a PC. As far as I know, it only works on PCs that use
Windows,
right. It does not work in the Apple world, unfortunately, but it can scan, read back. But the reason I really like it is it's multi-language. And it has a very good Spanish voice.
Very cool.
And I use it to read things I can obtain in Spanish, whether it be Braille things that I'm back translating, which is not the easiest thing in the world, but it has several Spanish dictionaries on it. And it also, if I've got a sentence here and I'm not making sense of it, I can ask it to translate. And it will translate it. And I find it even faster than Google Translate.
Good.
Well,
so
I'm sure a lot of you also have either Amazon Alexa or another assistant. Mm-hmm. I find that very helpful. She can make calls. She can give you phone information. Sometimes if I'm having like just a blurb where I'm not sure how to spell a word because I haven't used it in a while and I'm typing, I'll ask her how to spell it.
Mm-hmm.
I like I said, I can't say enough about the Be My Eyes app. I don't know if anybody's aware, but if you have Be My Eyes or Aira, anything with an AI, when you take a picture or somebody shares a picture with you, you go down to the bottom left of your screen. If it's, I can only say with an iPhone, but on the bottom left, there's the share. You tap the share, and there's four pages that you scroll up, and in there, you'll find describe with Be My Eyes, describe with Aira. And it is amazing how descriptive it is, and I feel like, because I thought, even with low vision, I've always been a very visual person. And I thought, I'm missing these photographs, you know, especially with my daughters not living close by. Sometimes a picture comes in the text, that kind of, or one of the nieces or nephews sends something. Now I'm in the loop again because the AI can help me to see what it is they've shared.
Very good. I wanted to go on piggyback on the Kurzweil 1000. In case some of you don't know, that was named for Ray Kurzweil, who was super involved with the NFB. And that's been around for quite some time on PCs for a long time. You can, you know, it didn't come with it, but you can download the app. It's similar basically to the Be My Eyes and the Be My AI. I'm going to piggyback on Amory. This is Janie speaking. The Be My AI, you swipe down to take a picture, as Amory said. I don't do anything else. I don't find anything else. I just swipe down to take a picture and it goes, doo, 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 and then it starts to read everything that it sees. And if you have a computer and you don't know what's on your screen, I don't even know where I am, it can read all that. It can tell you, I have an HP EliteBook laptop. It's open on my desktop. The top 10 icons I see are, it tells me everything. Or it might say, there's a Windows update. And I say to myself, aha, that's why my computer's not talking. It's doing the update. So it can give you lots of things. And in addition to the share that Amory said, for those of you that don't know the location of it, you just flick, flick, flick till you hear share. And then it gives you options. It says share picture, share photo, and link. So they'll get the picture, they'll get the description, and they'll get it from the Be My AI. So you're also teaching the sighted world how you hear what the picture looks like. And I think that's when you get feedback from sighted people, like, wow, that's amazing.
It really does come, the feedback does come back that way. I mean, in my case, I've just started sharing the link.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it's friends or family, they are majorly impressed.
Yes, and they feel better because they know that you can now understand what's happening in the picture. It's great.
Right.
Now we have two hands raised.
Thank you, Ellen.
Are you ready to take some? Okay.
Yes.
The first one is iPhone, and the second one is Deb's iPhone. So iPhone, would you be able to unmute yourself? You have your hand up, so I'm hoping you...
Yes, combinations would be fine. And yes, this is Patrice Williams.
Patrice Williams, go right ahead.
You mentioned a tool that you use to label your clothing.
Yes, I have used it to label really for laundry. I use it more for clerical, but you can use it.
Right.
Because it's called... The pen pal, is that right, Jamie?
No, pen friend.
Pen friend.
Mm-hmm.
And where do you find that?
I would imagine you would find it at Maxi Aids. I got mine through the Commission for the Blind because the RT teacher is still coming to my house at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's very expensive. Always look on Amazon first because sometimes even cane tips, paints themselves, sometimes they're cheaper on Amazon than they are at the independent living or MaxiAge, you know, any of those type catalogs.
And another aside real quick, when you were talking about labeling your meats and you don't know what they are and you put it inside the bag, did you ever try putting it on the outside of the bag? Then be my AI can read it.
No, it was on the outside, Janie, because these were things that I had labeled with a Sharpie when I still had low vision. And then they were mysteries once I came home. So now it's just a sticker label that is more blocked print. It's probably that my handwriting was crazy too, and I thought it was okay because it worked for me.
Okay, it says it works here, but I, you know, anyway.
Okay, Deb's iPhone.
Hi, Deb.
Hi. I recently got a low tech tool called the Braille Doodle. Has anybody heard of that? It's recently come out.
Tell us
about
it.
It's genius. It just came out, and the AT guys have it, but it's made by Touchpad Pro Foundation. What it is, it's like a tablet that does Braille, but what it does for the dots are these little metal balls. On one side is the alphabet, and the other side you can draw with it. And a teacher of the blind for 25 years invented it and got everything together and had it made. And it just recently got out, and it's very reasonably priced, dude.
Great.
And you have a little stylus that you pull the metal ball up through the hole. And so I tried the correspondence Braille books, but my fingers couldn't tell the difference from one dot to the other. It just felt like a whole line of dots. It was me. It wasn't the book. But the little metal, I call them BBs, I can feel those, so I can kind of learn in my head the shapes of the Braille letters.
Good.
And the alphabet for the Braille, there's an app on your phone called Bump Bump Braille. And it teaches the alphabet. It even give you a test. It's free. But the Braille Doodle is just genius. You just pull up the little metal ball and make your letters. And then when you want it to go away, you just push the little metal ball down.
Amazing. Thank you for sharing that. That's wonderful. And I think we have, who's next, Ellen? Is it Linda?
Linda DeBardinas had her hand up.
Okay, Linda. Welcome.
Yes, I was wondering what the name of that was again, and how much is it?
The Braille Doodle, you mean?
The Braille Doodle, I got it before it came out when they gave a funding, but at AT Guys, the price is about $150 is all it is.
Oh, great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Anybody else with a hand raised?
No. No one else has their hand up right now.
Okay. Amory, can you tell us how you shop with Amazon?
Amazon is pretty easy. Because I was already using it with VoiceOver and under my CCTV, I kind of know where everything is by memory. There is an option called Rufus where you can dictate, but I have not used that. And I also, since losing the most amount of sight, I actually sometimes have Alexa. I ask her, say I'm looking for a certain blender, and I say, which one's best rated, which one's in this price range? And then I have her put it in the cart, and I go back in and do it through my phone.
So what are the keywords you ask Alexa? I want to shop?
I say to Alexa, I say to her, let me think, let me think. I say, Alexa, for instance, and today this worked in my favor. The other day I ordered coffee creamer, Coffee Mate individual, like the kind you'd get in a diner, the
Yes.
little tiny. So I said, Alexa, what type of coffee creamers in single serve does Amazon sell? And then she'll say, are you shopping for single serve? Because she's right on it. She wants you to
Yep.
be shopping.
Of
And then I
course.
say yes. And then she read to me what types there were, and I chose original. And then I know that my cart on my iPhone, when I go into the app, is down at the bottom right. It's not all the way in the corner, but it's at the bottom right. I tap on the cart and I review the order. And it said that I ordered original and it came last night and it was pumpkin spice.
Oh.
Now, I like pumpkin spice, but not 200 pumpkin spice. Because not everybody's going to drink pumpkin spice at my house. So
Well, we can all come there and have pumpkin spice.
I called this morning and she went through the order, and sure enough, I got it right. Alexa got it right. So they said, keep the pumpkin spice and here's a gift card. And I thought, okay, when I'm ready to order again, there's the money to order the original again.
There you
Because
go.
it usually, when I've made a mistake in the past, I used to do orders by having Amazon come up on the big screen TV and then scrolling through options and having
Right.
it sent to my cart. But no, more and more I find myself using Alexa. Today, like I said, it didn't have anything to do with Alexa. Somebody pulled the wrong box off the shelf. That's all that happened.
Right. And sometimes she'll tell you, the sh you shop for Pedialyte before, and now we have three, boxes of Pedialyte for
And they
nine
want you to
ninety
subscribe. Yes.
nine. Yeah, so that's
Yeah,
interesting.
they do that.
Yes.
William's
And
iPad has, I'm sorry.
William?
I'm so, yeah.
Yes,
Ellen's,
this is Bill.
yes. Go
So
ahead, Bill.
one request, please use A Lady instead of
Oh,
the
yeah. Sorry about
other
that.
thing. I've only had
Sorry.
one don't,
Wait, you might
but
be getting pumpkin spice
that's what
too.
I'm afraid of. And I did have a
Jamie,
question.
yes.
sure.
You mentioned the Meta glasses, and I've been thinking about those recently because of their hands-free ability,
Yeah.
that they really make it a lot easier when you're trying to find that thing and it's so hard and you're not trying to hold the phone at the same time to
Right.
figure out where that thing is. So are there other uses that you use it for? For example, you were talking about labeling things in the freezer, and I'm wondering
Yes.
how well it might work for identifying those things, because that's what I struggle with, is going in the refrigerator or the freezer and trying to identify things that are labeled. It supposedly reads handwriting, but I have not
It
purchased a
does
pair yet.
read script. That was exciting too. Just like I spoke about being able to using AI, being able to view photographs, I thought that greeting cards were lost to me. Not so much even filling, not even just filling them out, just being able to enjoy them when people send them.
Right.
And you're able to read not only whatever poem or inscription is in there, but it will read script if someone signs with script. Yeah, I use them for that. I use them. The only disappointment I can say, it will not read, but it's a legitimate reason. I just thought that I would be able to access. I always took care of our health care because I have two. My husband's work health care along with my Medicare. I would always review everything if there was a balance, make sure the balance was correct, and then take care of that. The Meta glasses will not read insurance papers. It will not read banking. Anything private, it will not, and for a good reason.
Right.
I've used them both. You can get call a volunteer right through them. I've done that to adjust my coffee pot. Like I said, I use them to cook. I use them to sort my wash.
Hello.
I let me think. at Christmas time, my one little niece was very nervous about the fact that I couldn't see anymore. She's a worrying kind of kid. And she was in front of the Christmas tree, and her name is Leanne. We call her Lee. And I said, Lee, I said, these are my new glasses. They don't make me see, because I knew, you know, she was worried. I said, but I can tell you something cool they do. They can take a picture. So she stood in front of the tree for me, and then I surprised her, because then they read to me the AI description, mm-hmm. and it said what she was wearing, and it said she was holding a black stuffed animal, most likely was a dog. And I said, Leanne, are you holding a black dog? She said, I am. And she was just tickled.
Oh. You know?
Yeah, yeah, now very cool.
If you take that one step further, if she put the glasses on and took a picture, then she could hear it.
Now, I haven't done that. The only person that's put them on is my husband, Tim. Okay. What I can tell you that I found was very funny. I got them on Thanksgiving weekend. Of course, I'm always looking for a bargain. Anybody that knows me knows this. I'm looking for
the best bargain. That's what.
Yeah, I'm looking for a discount. So I got them on Black Friday. Got a discount at the Ray-Ban store, and they were a gift. I have a November birthday, so they were a November gift. So at Christmas time, I was just thrilled to pieces that I could enjoy holiday lights. Oh. Not the same way, but that I could take a picture and that it would tell me there's lights, they're colored, they're not colored, there's animated characters. Mm-hmm. And then basically you prompt them by asking more questions of the same image. You say, hey, Meta, when you're asking for the first time and it takes the image. And then you say, well, Meta, what color are the lights or what type of lights? And it will give you more detail. Like it said, icicle lights or.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really cool to be able to do that with them. But they're politically correct with adults because took my husband's picture at the tree and I said, is he handsome? And they said, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So then I said, well, now you wear them. And he wore them and he said, is she gorgeous? And same thing, beauty's in the eye of the beholder.
Okay.
But I held my great niece's school picture and took a picture of that. And it said, young child in school uniform. And I said, is it a boy or girl? It said it was a girl. She's 11. And I said, is she pretty? And it said, beautiful child. So whether they're trying to impress parents and grandparents or they really thought Allie was a beautiful child, I don't know, but she liked that it said that.
That's right. Her and her dog. Listen, I was wondering, can't you just say to Meta?
Can you take another question?
Yes, we will. Just a second. Just a comment to Emery. Can't you just say, describe the scene?
No.
You don't have to take a picture.
No, it's kind of like the A lady. You have to prompt by saying, hey, Meta.
Yes, I know that.
And
because B did a demonstration for me and she said, hey, Meta, describe the scene. And it, I guess.
Oh, so maybe you can. I haven't experienced that, Janie, so you must be able to.
Well, she's coming on Thursday and talking about AI, so we can figure it out between now and
yeah,
then.
Yeah, I mean,
Thursday, guess.
They're like anything else technology wise or in a
yes.
daily tool for any of us. All of it's a learning curve.
Absolutely.
And I'm much enjoying them. And everyone tells me you can call people in your contact list
mm-hmm.
with the glasses, or you can text them or receive a phone call or text as long as they're in your contact.
Right.
Everyone's impressed with the sound. They don't
Good.
Think there's any difference than if it was your house phone or cell phone.
Mm-hmm. Ellen, you said somebody has a hand raised, hon?
Yeah. AZ Joe?
Yep, I'm back again. Anne-Marie, have you tried online shopping at Walmart?
I did. I actually, first I tried because when I first had the change and one eye was just affected and I was waiting for the red tape to get back in with the state agency for the blind, I found out about a cooking class, but it was 2 hours from home. And my husband was able to take me, which was wonderful. While there in the cooking class, she spent some time talking about how people shop. And she herself was blind, and she recommended Instacart. Well, Instacart was very accessible both on my desktop and on my phone. But what I found was not all the stores were accessible. Like, I tried to shop at Aldi. The Aldi itself was a problem. So the next thing I tried was all of its trial and error, you know, like I said, sharing amongst friends and them saying, well, this works for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I did try Walmart, and because my husband is able to drive, we did a pickup. And they only charge $5 it's free, and then you tip your person who brings it out. And that was very smooth. It went very well. Everything was accessible. There were very few substitutions. I would do Walmart again.
Yeah, I use Walmart sometimes twice a week. And the beauty of it is I ask them to deliver.
Right.
And I pay an annual fee, and I can order as often as I want. And it's not limited to, you know, X number times a month or anything like
right.
that. And the way it keeps track of what I buy is really handy, because I just buy the same thing over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's one of the more accessible shopping apps that are available. I find it much easier than even Amazon.
Well, the three that I use the most, like I said, I have ordered both Walmart something for the house, and now I've done just one grocery where we went and picked it up. They were smooth. Amazon, very smooth for me personally. And actually the drugstore apps, Walgreens and CVS, are very good. And they deliver if you spend $35, which isn't hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, free delivery if you spend $35.
Very good. And it sounds like the Walmart is taking the Amazon Prime model, right? You pay for the year and then you can get whatever you need.
That was the same, Janie, with Instacart, but I wanted to see what it was about and try it before.
Oh, sure.
And what happened with me is when you don't have the subscription, it can be very costly. Between mm-hmm. the tip and the service fee, I spent $40 more than I intended. And the girl left my groceries on the front walk without letting me know they were there. They were sitting out there for an hour. So that, now, I'm sure all drivers are different. I'm not saying I'd never use Instacart again, but I'm less likely to use them again for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
Anybody else want the floor?
No, I'm not seeing any hands.
Well, okay. Joe would like to come back in.
Okay, Joe.
Oh, okay, Joe. Sorry.
Oh, no problem.
I didn't put
my hand up this time. So.
That's all right.
But another thing that I really like about the Walmart app is that I can tip the driver or not tip the driver, but it would cost me $6 to go to the store and come back. And in the process, I have to
right.
spend all that time trying to get somebody to help. And
mm-hmm.
then waiting for my ride to come back and all that. So I automatically tip the drivers because they're saving me time and money.
Absolutely.
To come out. And
sure.
The beauty of it is I see the same ones often enough to get, you know, friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And the nice thing is they tell me who's coming. So when I hear them coming up the mezzanine, it's wood, so it's resounds very well when I hear them coming, I greet them by name. And I really, really, really like that app.
Very good. Thank you for sharing.
This is Judy.
Judy, yes.
One of the hints, and it won't always work, but one of the hints to help make Instacart more accessible and helpful is to have put in the note in the delivery notes that you want the deliverer to knock on the door and hand you your order.
You know, Judy, what surprised me was because it was new to me, mm-hmm. I didn't know what to expect, and I got a text that the order was going to start. I got a text when the driver was halfway through in the store. I got mm-hmm. a text at checkout, and then she dropped the ball. Like, I didn't get, I'm at your door. My husband came home from work and found everything on the front walk. It wasn't even on the steps, or I have a screen porch, which is really where I would have liked it.
Yep.
But even the front steps would have been okay. But she didn't even bring it that far. It was like,
I get that.
And I realized that they may be doing more than one order, but that's not okay, because suppose I'd never known they were out there and the weather was warm.
Well, but then that's why we have to be proactive, because you're absolutely right. So when you know that they've already checked out, then you should be calling or texting yourself and saying, where is this? And then they'll
say, well, now I appreciate you sharing that, because it was my first experience. So I didn't even think of that. I just thought, hey, what's up with this girl?
Yeah, we all learn the hard way.
Yeah, yeah.
Very good. Anybody else? We just have about 5 minutes.
I'm not seeing any hands, but if anybody wants to speak, just announce yourself.
That's right. Yeah, 5 minutes.
Danny,
left.
I have just one more thing to share. I just thought of it now.
I was just going to ask you if you have any final thoughts, so go right ahead.
Just one more thing.
No, go ahead.
I know for all of us, we have days where things are a little harder or everything goes wrong, you know, and it just seems bigger because of the sight loss, all of that. The one thing that I'm really happy that I did for the last little more than a year, there's a group from our chapter that have been doing ballroom dancing for the blind that was started by a local Lions club that actually has participation in a dance studio.
Mm-hmm.
But and they're the kindest people. They offer us transportation to get there. They have a snack for us. And it just happened that the last session was right in the middle of this losing of sight.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a couple times, but one in particular where I just was dragging my feet and thought, I'm not going tonight. I don't want to go tonight. Kind of talking myself out of it. And then I thought, you know what? Get over yourself, because the whole room is filled with people who can't see. That's mm-hmm. what this is about. And you're going to feel better for having gone. So sometimes when we feel like overwhelmed or disgusted or whatever the feeling, if we push ourselves a little bit, it comes out better in the end. At least that's what I'm finding. And I'm so glad I participated in that.
Well,
and I'm just so glad that I shared with people, even when it was hard, because I got so much love and support.
Well, you've given us a lot of inspiration and a lot of encouragement, and that's what we need. We all need inspiration and encouragement. And even the comments that the people make back to us also gives us encouragement, because they're feeling comfortable enough to share. This is what it's about. You know, not everybody knows everything. I like to say everybody's a piece of Swiss cheese and everybody's got holes in different places. And so if you overlap each other, you know, sometimes you make one nice piece of cheese. I don't know what that's all about. But anyway, I want to thank you immensely for sharing your story and your life and how you handle it. And you're an inspiration to everybody. So thank you for that.
Well, thank all of you for all your feedback and your support.
Sandy with a quick comment.
Sure, Sandy.
And that is, it's once in a great while, which tells you that people do often manage more than your order, you might inherit something that you didn't buy. So, and there's nothing you can do except just keep it and use it however, or find someone else to give it to. That's happened to us twice in the times that we have used Instacart. And the funny thing about Instacart is, if John, my husband, is ordering from Costco, we could be in the same room and I can't order because it doesn't come to my side of the house. I don't know what that's about.
What? That's crazy.
It just says it will not come to me. I don't know what that's about.
Hmm.
And I haven't dug into it because usually we go through and you know, what do you want? And then I get the email that says, John is shopping at Costco, you know, join John or do what, I don't know, whatever it says, because we're both on the same accounts, but for Instacart, but.
Well, I can say from today's experience with Amazon, that's the first time where I got the wrong thing. Alexa. It didn't have to do with my site. Echo. It didn't have to do with the A lady. And
Echo.
They back Stop. It up. So that's good to know. If you ever get something you didn't order, don't be afraid to call them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I figured in this situation, it was the shopper who did it, not me. And I didn't, and we weren't charged for it. So and then one time somebody came running back in and said, oh, I'm sorry. I had some of my groceries in with your order. And she was able to find what she, since I had just put it on the dining room table and was in the process of sorting, she said, oh, here's my bag. And she told me what was in it. And it was clear it was stuff that I had not ordered. So
we are at our 2 minute mark. So, you know, you got a minute to say your last piece. Unless you don't want to, you don't have to.
I think we pretty much wrapped it up. I just appreciate the fact that Amri chose to be here today, and she's a retreater as well. And I think he did a great job. And we had two inspirational about hearing and about vision loss and cane travel. And that's just three quarters of the first day. Woohoo!
Don't say that. It's another.
Don't say that. Yes, everybody's.
We don't have one for today.
We already did.
Thank you for spending your time with us today. We appreciate your participation. For more information, contact President Glenn Crosby at nfbseniors@gmail.com or call 443-681-9345. We look forward to connecting with you again soon.